Was a very sharp Trump critic. Does it seem that Trump wants a team of perhaps dissenters around him, or at least not a bunch of yes men?
Yeah, and that's what's getting very interesting about this. Nikki Haley was somebody who was very critical about the Muslim ban, for example, and you would think she would have no place in a Trump administration, and neither would Romney. The fact that in the case of Haley, she's actually been nominated as U.S. ambassador to the U.N., that suggests a change here. But I think it may be an even bigger one, is look what's going on with retired General James Mattis. When Donald Trump went to talk to the New York Times, he signaled real flexibility on a big issue, which is waterboarding, which critics, of course, call torture. And during the campaign, Donald Trump said he wanted to bring back waterboarding to get tough on terrorists. But he then told the New York Times a couple of days ago, hold on a second, I talked to James Mattis about that, and he says it doesn't work. And so basically, I've changed my position. Now, critics are going to say, wait a second, he's a flip-flopper, he's backpedaling, he said one thing in the campaign, now he might govern a different way. But there's another way to look at that, of course, Doug, and it's that the critics of Donald Trump, including the New York Times, said this is somebody who was unstable. You can't trust him, his temperament, to be commander-in-chief. If he's someone willing to go behind closed doors with a retired general with the respect of James Mattis and say, you know what, you make a good point, I'm going to rethink this, it shows more flexibility and maybe a better temperament than his critics thought to.
Yeah, I often look at Trump as a pure negotiator in every relationship he has. He starts out with the hard line and is subject to give and take, depending on how the negotiation goes. You know, it's been a transition that is keeping with Donald Trump's style. And one case in point there is Dr. Ben Carson's saga.